Hi, Scott Lehrer, ScottLehrer1961 on Twitter. Thanks so much for joining me today on my podcast. You can Google Scott Lehrer, L-A-R-A, and you'll see all my social media channels at my website. When that comes up, it'll be scottlehrer1961.wordpress.com. Again, that's scottlehrer1961@wordpress.com. Today's episode will be sharing some information about cabin selection and when to book your cruise. First of all, cabin selection. One of the questions I get most frequently is, Scott, I want a cabin that's not too close to the elevator, but not too far away. I want a cabin that's close to the main dining room, but not too far away. If you're one of those kind of people that has a specific cabin that you want, let's say you've gone online and you've looked at the deck plans, and you found cabin M123 on the Carnival Fascination, and man alive, that's your cabin, and nobody else is going to get it because that's the one you want. Well, the key is, if you really want that cabin, you're going to have to book that cabin far in advance. Why? Because you're not the only one who wants that cabin. 1,000 people are just like you who want that cabin. And so if you're hoping to roll the dice and wait to the last minute to get M123, chances are you're not going to get it. So if you have a request for a specific cabin, book that cruise 6 months to a year ahead of time. Tell your travel agent, hey, I want M23. I've sailed in that cabin before. I love it. I want that cabin. Cabin selection is critical because if you tend to get seasick or if it's your first time on a cruise, you're going to want to be middle of the ship and lower, the lower part of the ship. Like on the Carnival Fascination, the Riviera deck, deck 3, it's low. And if you get the center of the ship, you're not going to have that much up and down or left and right with the motion of the ocean, if you will. I'm a U.S. Navy veteran. I know about ships. I've sailed on many ships in the Navy and, of course, you know, Holland America, Carnival, NCL, Royal Caribbean. And so if you are a person who's concerned about seasickness, then definitely get a cabin middle of the ship. Now, the problem with getting a cabin in the middle of the ship, if you're one of those kind of people that say, well, I want to be close to the dining room, you may have a disability, walker, cane, wheelchair. And so a good friend of mine, actually, she's a doctor. And she's, you know, over 70, and she likes to be closer to those front stairs on the Fascination. It's actually, she loves cabin R32, right up there near the front, so she can go right down the stairs, and boom, she's off the ship. So cabin selection is critical. And listen, if you don't know what you want, if you have questions, I mean, reach out to me, Scott Lehrer, slehrer1961@gmail.com. I'd be happy to answer your questions. However, I ask this on all my social media channels when I talk to friends. You know, if you reach out and have some questions, I just ask that you book with me, because so many times people ask me questions and then they go to Expedia, Travelocity, click, 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 and boom. And you really miss the customer service when you do that. And you lose the wisdom of my years of cruising. And that's not trying to sound vain. I'm just telling you straight up that I can help you so that when you do come home from your cruise vacation, you're going to say, wow, I want to go again, instead of saying, oh man, that sucked. All right. So anyway, cabin selection is critical. Reach out to me. I'd be happy to help you with that. The number two question I get, and it's as frequent as my first question there, was, do I wait to the last minute to book, or do I book, you know, far out in advance? And again, that depends on if you want a certain cabin or if you're willing to roll the dice for a cabin and get a cheaper price. Using travel agent lingo, there's two words, guaranteed or assigned cabin. Guaranteed means R132 or M123. You know what cabin you're going to get. But if you roll the dice for a guaranteed cabin, hey, you're on the ship in that price range or in that category, but the ship, usually a day or two before the ship sails, will put you in a certain cabin based on different criteria. One could be your level. For example, with me, I'm a 3-star mariner on Holland America Line. So chances are a 2-star or 1-star will be below me. So when they're looking at it for cabin assignment, hey, Scott's a 3-star mariner, we're going to probably put him in a nicer cabin. Same way on Carnival. I'm gold level on Carnival. Now, my friend Doug Parker of Cruise Radio is a platinum. So chances are they're going to, you know, look at the list. Hey, there's Doug. He's a platinum. We're going to put him in a nicer cabin. And I'm a gold. I'll probably be one step below him And if you're a red, VIFP, very important fun person on Carnival, chances are you'll be even less. You'll get a less attractive cabin. But again, it's a roll of the dice. So just to quickly review, is it better to book last minute or way out there, you know, 6 months, a year? Again, it just depends on what you want. Roll the dice. Just get on the ship. You don't care about the cabin. You are just on the ship to have a good time, to party. But if you're that kind of person who says, hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, my cabin is a 20, then you're going to want to book that cabin quite a bit out. Talk to your travel agent about your cabin and make sure you get it. And then just have a good time on the cruise. Cruising is probably the best vacation I can imagine because you unpack only once. The food is totally off the chain. You know, they do have exercise equipment, you know, all the different ships, NCL, Royal Caribbean, Holland America, Carnival. They have gyms so you can go work out and work those pounds off. So those are my tips for this podcast. When to book your cabin, when's the least expensive to book it, and also what do you want? Do you want an assigned cabin or a guarantee cabin? Hope that helps you. Be sure to reach out to me on social media. Just Google Scott Lara, Scott Lara. You'll see all my social media channels, and then you can also go to scottlara1961.wordpress.com. Check out my website there. Follow me on Twitter, @scottlara1961. From my home studio here in Jacksonville, Florida, Scott Lara, Scott Lara 1961 on Twitter. Have a great day. Peace.